Hey, everybody, I want to let you know that this week's episode is brought to you by Open Guard Jiu-Jitsu. Thank you so much to Open Guard for your support of the show. Go to openguardgym.com to get more information. And if you would like to sponsor the show, I want to let you know that every dollar that I raise with my podcast, I give away completely to those who need it more than I. All right, click the link of the show itself. Click support this show and support us at $1, $5, or $10 a month. Thank you so much. Let's get to the episode. Hey, what's up, Wolfpack Nation? My name's Tyler Wolf, and I'm your host, and I just want to say welcome to episode 204 of the Wolfpack Podcast. Now, you may ask, Tyler, why are you talking differently? Why aren't you bringing the same type of energy? Well, let me tell you why. Because I'm trying to match the energy of this week's guest and not scare her away. This week's guest on episode 204 of the Wolfpack Podcast is a repeat guest of the show, a friend of the program, and it's my wife, Alyssa Wolf. How are you doing, Alyssa?
Feeling good.
Feeling good. See? We're just calm. We just have calm mornings now.
What tells me that you're not usually calm is when you started talking, I was like looking at you like, why are you acting that way?
I think, yeah. It is early in the morning. We are recording this podcast before I head off to work and Alyssa heads off to her job. And we put a rush job on this episode because it's topical. And if we don't record it now, we're going to have to record it next week. So the Wolfpack Podcast is the show where if you have something smart to say, somebody probably already said it better. Yep, that's right. It's resource curation. Rather than just create content, we curate content. So here's a list of things that we consumed that we think other people should consume as well. And this week is a Easter candy special, something that Alyssa and I have done 2 years in a row now. Alyssa, last year we talked about
all types of candy. This year we're specializing.
Last year we talked about all types of Easter candy. Yes. Easter candy. As the Wolfpack Nation knows, you know, I think Easter is the greatest holiday for candy. It is. It definitely is, because you got Robin's eggs and Cadbury eggs and Peeps and all these tasty things. And I got to say, Peeps have been getting so much hate, and I don't understand it. Alyssa, thought on Peeps.
They're disgusting. That's why they get hate. Period.
I think there's... Period. End of discussion. That's Alyssa's number one catchphrase in our home, is end of discussion.
No, it's not.
She literally prearranged a tombstone for way later in life when she dies. It's just going to say Alyssa Wolf, 1988 to 2055. End of discussion.
Okay, moving on.
Anyways, this year we want to talk about jelly beans. We went on a little bit of a quest this year. Shout out to Hannah Hainer and Tony Hainer as they kind of join us in an exploration of all the different types of jelly beans. And so I don't know if we should rank them, but I think we should talk about all the different kinds we've tried, starting with Starburst, the classic. Like, oh, that's different than normal jelly beans. That's fun. But now they've become a classic. List of thoughts on Starburst jelly beans.
They are one of the best.
Just a staple.
Yep. Just a good one.
But I realized this year as I was eating Starburst jelly beans, as I was trying the other kinds, they're not the best. So now you surprised me and you brought me home a bag of Jolly Rancher J beans. Those were tasty.
Yeah, I feel like you've had those before.
Yeah.
In past years.
Love them.
And you really love the Jolly Rancher flavor. I'm not a huge fan, but, you know, it's something different.
Now, here's where things get interesting, because you brought home a bag.
Yeah, what was the first one I found? I think it was The Sour Patch.
That's what I was. You really, really just took the wind out of my podcasting sails, okay? Because I was leading up to that.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
I was sailing.
All right.
I was sailing.
Go ahead, honey.
I was flying.
Go ahead.
And you walked up with a Swiss Army knife and you sliced the sail. Okay, I was on my way to a big buildup to the Sour Patch. Yeah, Sour Patch, literally nothing else, now that the wind's out of my sail, nothing else we can say.
Sure, there's plenty we can say. They were incredible. They're probably, they are like, I don't know, there might be the best or a close second to one other flavor we found this year, in my opinion.
The Sour Patch, in my opinion, were the best. I love Sour Patch Kids. And then in that bean shape with that jelly on the inside, are you?
The blue ones?
The blue, get out of my face right now. I could eat those for morning, noon, and dinner. They were so good. Sour Patch jelly beans, that was the number one jelly bean for me. Let's circle back to that one. I received a bag of Sweet Tarts jelly beans for Employee Appreciation Day at work. Shout out to Todd Pope. Did you try the Sweet Tarts ones?
Yeah, I think I finished off your bag.
I think you did. And I also noticed my bag of Employee Appreciation jelly beans were all Sweet Tart jelly beans were also being used to reward the children for things.
I mean, when you got candy in the cupboard, that's sort of what happens.
Well, the main problem is that you view our children as your employees because those are Employee Appreciation beans.
That's a strange way to look at it.
Saying that's not what they're for. They're for love. We love them. We don't. They're not our slaves.
Do you consider yourself a slave? I'm confused.
No, but I'm saying. You know what? Agree to disagree.
Yeah. Okay.
Lastly, the other random one you brought home was Kool-Aid brand jelly beans, and I love some Kool-Aid.
So this was my close second to the Sour Patch. They were surprisingly delicious and very flavorful.
Yeah, I loved the Kool-Aid ones. I thought they were Hawaiian Punch. The blue ones were very good. The red ones were very good. Really liked those. Now, there was one that really taught me an important lesson, and this one was way out of left field. My wife comes home with a bag of jelly beans with a bird on it. Now, what are you talking about? A bird on the bag of jelly beans? It was a toucan, and this toucan has a name, and his name is Toucan Sam. That's right. These were Fruit Loop branded jelly beans. Lisa, thought on the Fruit Loop J beans.
Well, they tasted exactly like Fruit Loops, so good on them, but not really what you want to eat in a jelly bean.
See, I thought they were great. Now, the one unique thing about the Fruit Loop J beans, the FLJBs, if you will, was they, all the other jelly beans can be eaten one at a time, and they're good. Like, the individual flavors are great. The Fruit Loops had to be eaten in a handful. So let me ask you this. What's your favorite color Fruit Loop cereal? Lisa, do you have a favorite color Fruit Loop cereal?
No, I feel like they're all just the same. It's so, one blended flavor to me.
My point, exactly. And it was the same thing with the Fruit Loops. If you ate an individual Fruit Loop jelly bean, it was okay. But when you ate them together. And that really got me thinking about community. Cereal is one of those things where no one has their favorite color, though people like the way it tastes together. Better together. Right. I thought.
Okay.
Now, speaking of tiny food, you texted me yesterday with a family emergency. Tell me about what happened.
Okay. We'll set the scene. So I do some housework at a friend's house for a friend. So I was there with Calvin.
Hold on, can you say friend one more time?
Friend. I was at my friend's house with Calvin doing some laundry for her. So I'm folding laundry. This kid has got a whole setup. Okay, he's sitting right next to me. With his little snack and his little bowl, his little toys next to him. He's got a little show going on. I mean, he could want for nothing else. And I'm right next to him. Just going to keep on saying that. And I'm folding laundry. And next thing I know, he's coming up to me saying, "Mommy," and he's tilting his head back to show me that he has shoved a yogurt-covered raisin all the way up one of his nostrils. So, you know, internally, you have a little moment of panic, but what am I going to do? I'm definitely not taking him to the doctor for that if I don't have to. So, you know, you're at someone else's house, so your resources are limited.
So you immediately started looking for needle nose pliers.
No. Although I don't know what I would have done had I been at home, or what I would have done differently had I been at home. So I handle these situations fairly well, I'll just say. I'm pretty calm in moments like this.
I agree, but I want to hear about, because I know how this story ends, but I need to know what attempts were made to get the raisin out. Were you Googling things?
No.
What happened between problem and solution?
So, I mean, I examined the situation, took a look at it, saw how far up his nose it was. There was no way I was, like, you know, working it out with my finger or anything. I didn't Google anything. I'm not exactly sure what Google would do, although I'm sure they'd probably give you lots of...
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Like, yeah, just this resource to be... That's our second resource for the show is Google, because literally it has the answers to anything you could possibly need answered. But what would that?
Okay.
Silly.
I examined the situation.
.com, Google.com.
I did not use Google. I examined the situation and I did the only thing I could think of. I plugged his other nostril, the empty nostril.
You plugged the
clear.
Just in case for the listeners from the medical community. So what she did was she obstructed the clear to orifice. And then what was the next thing?
And then I blew into his mouth like I was giving him CPR, and the raisin shot out the other nostril.
So what she did was, so once she had plugged the non-obstructed orifice, she went ahead and created airflow through pulmonary respiratory.
Stop. It worked.
CPR.
It worked. It was gross. Not to do that to him, but once the thing came out, it's pretty nasty.
You plugged one nostril and then you blew as hard as you could into his mouth. What was he thinking?
He was just like, "Mommy, get this out of me." He didn't know. He didn't care what was happening.
What's up, raisin boy?
Hey, Calvin, come here. Tell us about what happened to your nose yesterday.
We're telling the story that's not funny, and I'm not going to laugh because it's not funny that we're not going
to
encourage.
But anyway, what happened to the raisin, and what did you do with it?
I don't know.
Remember where you put it?
In my nose.
And then tell us what happened.
It got stuck in my nose.
It got really? Stuck in there?
So what did you do?
I was trying to put my whole finger in. I could grab it out, and then my blow it out, then I go, "I should have do this floor."
If you didn't catch that, he tried to get it out with his finger. That didn't work. Then Mommy blew it out, and it went down onto the dirty floor.
Yeah.
Mommy saved the day.
Yeah, you saved the day.
Yep.
Did you eat it afterwards?
No.
What'd you do with it?
I ate one of the raisins in my bowl.
Ate the rest of the raisins in his bowl.
Nice. All right, Kelvin, let's close up this episode. Tell me, what is your favorite color jelly bean?
Hard one. What's your favorite color?
Orange.
Orange. All right, say, what does a wolf say? Can you say goodbye to the episode? Howl like a wolf?